Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.
Time now to look ahead to the weekend sport. Colm Buick from Off the Ball joins us from Dublin. Colm, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Just one name really to focus on this weekend, and that's a name many people not familiar with, Kian McPhillips.
Oh, what a run yesterday, Pat. He broke records and a bit of a heartbreaker himself as well. The first ever Irish person to reach an 800 metre final at the World Athletics Championships, and he also ran an Irish record too. It was quite phenomenal stuff. 1:43.18. He beat four guys who had previously run a 1:42. 23 years of age from Longford, Pat. He studies in UCD. He was born during the 2002 World Cup, to make people feel very old, but he has composure way beyond his years. He said afterwards, as good as these guys are, you can't give them any respect. And that's exactly how he ran. He was very composed and almost nonchalant running past the finish line yesterday. He'll be in tomorrow's 800 metre final, Pat. It's at 2:20 Saturday afternoon Irish time.
And Mark English, probably coming towards the end of a career,
yes,
didn't quite make it,
no,
although he ran well.
Yeah.
Now, there is a Merseyside derby, which,
yes,
I think will be interesting because Liverpool have been winning at the last minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what is the signature of their season, I suppose. So they're facing Everton.
Yeah, they're facing Everton. We're quite tight under David Moyes. They made some impressive signings in the summer. And so this is not a foregone conclusion by any means, despite the fact that Everton have a poor enough record at Anfield recently. You have to go back to the 2020-21 season for the last time they scored at Anfield, let alone won. They actually won that night. But last season, Pat, Liverpool won this game 1-0 at Anfield, and Diogo Jota actually got the winner in that particular game. So Liverpool not playing too well this season, but they're winning all their games late on, like you say, Pat, and they'll be favourites for this one tomorrow lunchtime, Anfield, Liverpool versus Everton, Merseyside derby.
And, of course, Manchester United are taking on Chelsea, and
yes,
you'd have to put money on Chelsea.
You really would, wouldn't you? Now, interestingly, Chelsea haven't beaten Manchester United at Old Trafford since May 2013, which is the last month of Alex Ferguson's tenure. So United have won 7 and drawn 5 of the last 12 games between these two sides. But, of course, they're in particular crisis at the moment, Pat. Marcus Rashford scored 2 for Barcelona last night. That won't make Ruben Amorim feel any better. Chelsea, they got their action up and running in the Champions League midweek. They lost to Bayern Munich, but they drew with Keith Andrews Brentford last weekend. So they haven't been too consistent either, but they are the superior side. This game happens at Old Trafford. 5:30 tomorrow, Manchester United against Chelsea.
And still with the beautiful game, League of Ireland, a couple of interesting fixtures.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have Sligo Rovers against Drogheda United, Derry City against Shelburne, Cork City against Shamrock Rovers, St Patrick's Athletic against Galway United and Bowes against Waterford, all kicking off at 7:45 p.m. tonight.
And then we have the Women's Rugby World Cup, which is coming to the semi-final stages. Of course, we were knocked out last week.
Absolutely.
France go on. Biters, and well, the biters barred for the moment. A shortened ban, it has to be said. But they go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's reduced. Barthelmy's ban reduced from 12 to 9 games. But she's indefinitely, of course, out of this World Cup. France play England tomorrow. That's 3:30. That's the game we would have been playing, Pat, had we seen out our first half lead. And then tonight is the first of those two semi-finals. 7 p.m. New Zealand play Canada. So a star-studded semi-final lineup at the Women's Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, and you'd have to say, although Canada are good, very good, in fact, you have to be to get this far, you'd have to put your money on the Ferns, and you'd probably have to put your money on England. So
yeah,
those two to go through to the final, one would imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. England are going to be a phenomenal force. New Zealand will give them a battle, though, for sure, if they get past Canada tonight, and same for England against France tomorrow.
Mm. Now, the Formula One season hasn't really caught fire because it's been a bit of a parade. More the people who didn't perform than the people who did perform making the headlines. So they go to Azerbaijan.
Yeah, Azerbaijan. So that's happening this weekend. And yeah, like you say, it's been a difficult year for some of the bigger names in Formula One this year, particularly Lewis Hamilton and Ferrari. It's not really working out well at all for them. But it's hard to call, Pat, because it is so up in the air this year in F1. And no more than yourself, a big fan, that's probably how you feel too.
Exactly, exactly. It didn't really catch fire for me this year. Anyway, Colm, thank you very much for joining us.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
with Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.